So I've just returned from an evening with Howard Marks, otherwise known as Mr. Nice, at Orlando's. Thoroughly enjoyable evening, listening to his anecdotes about his time in prison, about his drug smuggling and his dope smoking. Could have done with them having a little bit more room inside the place, but it is only small, and they must have had about 80 people jammed in there, so it was just a little bit hot. In the end, they opened up some of the side doors that lead out onto their patio sort of area, and I ended up standing out there listening to it all. Yeah, it was pretty good. Don't know if it was worth 14 quid though, but I'd go again, I reckon, if he was there again, just to hear the continuing story of what he got up to, and the places he's been, and the amount of dope he smuggled. Like, I didn't know of this, for instance, that one time he was at the Old Bailey. He'd been charged with smuggling 15 tons of hashish via St Albans, or into St Albans, and he got away with it. They found him not guilty. He was eventually caught and incarcerated by the American Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, and spent 7 years languishing in a high security prison in the States, where apparently he taught English. This was a Welsh man, by the way, teaching English to a load of black and white Americans. Which was, the anecdote he said about that was really funny. I just recommend you read his book, especially that section about when he was a teacher. It's very, very funny. He also went on to discuss how hashish first became a banned substance. I didn't realise it was actually made illegal in 1920. And the person who was responsible for making it, or the person for raising it, or raising awareness of it to whatever council it was, what dealt with making stuff legal and illegal, was an Egyptian. And he apparently went on to say that people were hashish addicts, and that's why it should be banned. But anyway, read the book, it's very good. Got my kebab now, so I'm going to head home. Later.